Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, 7:30. It's Friday again. Labor Day weekend, in fact. Are you off? This is the, let me think, 1, 2, 3. This is the third most vacationed week, starting with today weekend. Try to find somebody to do business today. You will not find many people to do business today, unless, of course, it's your plumber that you need to have fix the whatever's wrong with your toilet. He'll be around, or she'll be around. You know, there are a lot of women who are becoming plumbers. You know that, ladies?
They're plumber, tiny. They can crawl into the tiny crawl spaces.
Yeah, makes sense.
Really?
I hadn't heard, but I'm glad you're on top of it. My cousin just went through trade school to be a plumber and an HVAC, and so there were a couple girls in his class, and I was asking about that. He's like, well, you know, it makes sense. They're tiny. They can crawl into all the places.
I don't know about that.
My cousin's like a big football player, so the girls in his class were tiny, so they worked together.
There are some of the women around that are pretty big, and... Or is that old song, an awful storm? Remember that? Who, my boyfriend's back and we're going to be in trouble. Okay, so let's get to the issues of the day, the events of the day here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here to sing and dance her way into your heart, along with Victoria Keelan, who sings and dances very well. But she may, Victoria might get outdone by Jay. Jay Kirshner is a singer and a dancer, actress of note. So we have all these people together ready to... go through things that are good. Let's start with good. The number of admissions has gone down for the first time in 3 months. I said that, I think, kind of yesterday. This is the official
hospital
report.
Admissions. Hospital admissions. It sounded like admissions. College for a second.
Well, yeah, this, it did. Those admissions are down a bit this year, too, because of COVID, as a matter of fact. So, as I said yesterday, I think the news this week, the focus is on the numbers peaking and then going down. The 7-day average of new daily admissions fell 2.4% from the week before. So, all right. So that doesn't mean the pandemic or the problem is behind us. It just means that things are better. Now, what does that mean? I was looking at a couple of things. The situation, you saw the study of, this is pretty much the largest study of masks yet, 340,000 people. The study offers some of the strongest real-world evidence yet that the mask can help communities slow down the virus. Doesn't eliminate it, but it's pretty solid data. And I think it just speaks to, whether it speaks to... whether you're going to change your mind or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But I think it's an interesting tool in the toolbox of information. Ladies, what do you think?
Well, I think it's good to have some concrete evidence, right? Because so many people are like, oh, the masks don't work. And, you know, how many people were in the study? 300,000 or something?
340,000.
Yeah, I mean,
I think having real science is good, because what I think happens is that people get frustrated and want to write everything off when they hear stuff like, well, we have to do this with the mask, we have to do that with the mask, or we change this, but this is okay. I mean, just the arbitrary stuff that we've seen from a lot of our elected leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, maybe I'm just burnt because I live in California. We have, like, no science behind a lot of the decisions that were made. So I think any bit of, like, official evidence is going to help people believe it, because it's not going to feel like it's being politicized.
So is Fauci saying that COVID, or a new variant called Mu?
Is it Mew or Mu?
Mu?
I know. It's
I don't know, but that's been on your farm forever, hasn't
Mu.
It?
Yes. Anyway, Fauci says it's not an immediate threat. So what is that?
I wish he wouldn't say stuff like that. Because
I wish he'd just
these are the things that are going to come back and get him, you know, because eventually Moo is going to be mooing all over us, and then people are going to be like, Fauci said that it wasn't a threat. And then, I mean, it's just going to add to more. I mean, he should, by now, don't you think he should know better than to say something like that?
I mean,
he's going to get killed for it.
He will, yeah. I mean, I get what he's saying, and I hope that this, not every variant has become the Delta. And I think he's saying, like, obviously they're keeping a close eye on it, but right now it's really mostly in South America. And it's 39% of cases in Colombia, 13% in Ecuador, but it's really nothing here because Delta is 99% dominant. And you're right, Jen, that could totally come back, you know, and I hope it doesn't, and not because of him, just because I don't want any more variants that we're going to have to deal with, like Delta. But, you know, Lambda so far, I haven't heard much about Lambda, right? Like, it hit Texas a little bit, and then...
California a little.
Yeah, and then a little bit.
In Texas this week, first week of school in Texas.
Yeah.
And the school.
The thing is
there.
That no one knows. You know, if you're sick, you're sick. You don't know what, you know, you don't know the variant. We just assume that what people are getting right now is the Delta variant. I was talking with my cousin who got COVID. She and her whole family got it like in April, I think, when really in California, we were kind of coming out of the woods, right? There was not a lot of COVID going around, but she ended up getting it. And she's like, I don't know if I have the Delta variant or if it was the one from before, like the Alpha variant. She's like, I don't know what I've got. So, that it really matters. I mean, but, you know.
This is something that I just don't understand this. And I'll say it from the point of view of someone who's pretty much anti-government. I'm not for government the way that it runs. So here's this school district, as I mentioned. They've closed. They were open for the first time last week, this week, or for next week, because this just happened yesterday. Two teachers died of COVID. There was a 41-year-old lady and a sixth grade teacher, and then a 59-year-old man, seventh grade teacher. Neither of them were vaccinated. The question is, were they or weren't they? And it looks like they weren't. So under the circumstances, just hear me out for a sec, those of you who are going to start throwing things at the radio. It just seems to me, even though I'm not a mandate person, I don't like it, but I just think in the interest of common decency and the public good and necessity, that it doesn't hurt to wear a face covering. So you can say, I don't want somebody to tell me to do it. Okay, we're not going to tell you to do it. If somebody creatively said, yeah, we're not going to tell you, we just think that this is the way to look at it and stop with all the BSing that comes, frankly, from a lot of people who are ignoramuses on the radio and television as well, that this is something, we have our freedoms. Yeah, you do. You're right. Agree with you 100%. I have the freedom to wear or not to wear, to choose or not to choose, but I've chosen because I just think it makes good sense to do it. There's no real proof, if you even believe in proof, that the vaccines are going to hurt you. They may have done some damage to youngsters because the formula is not quite right, and they ought not to be using this on youngsters. I'm talking about adults now. Adults I consider to be, let's say, you're almost an adult when you're a senior in high school. So maybe there's that. Wearing a mask, I don't like seeing children wearing masks in school, but I think it's a way to protect their families and other people who are around. That's just my read on it. And so when you get down to the nitty-gritty about whether I have to do it or I don't have to do it, I think that that's counterproductive, you know, saying you must, because people rebel against it. That's the natural way. That's the human nature of us to not want to be told what to do.
Well, it's a rebel, but it's also what comes next. You know, it's like the thing that bothers...
One step at a time, Jennifer. That's
right,
all.
But I think, one I know, I think that, but you know how things are in government. It's a slippery slope. Look, there is not one time that I haven't worn a mask in a place that tells me that I should wear a mask. And by the way, I wear a mask indoors pretty happily because I think it's helping me and it's helping other people around me, right? I mean, it's not, do I like it? No. Do I complain about it? Yes. Do I think, oh, God, I have to put a mask on, I'm over it? But I do it because I think it's the right thing to do. But what disturbs me about having the government involved is, you know, then what? I mean, when we start giving up some of our freedoms, I think what the government's job is to do is not mandate what we put on ourselves or in ourselves, but make the case as to why we should do it. And and let businesses decide as well. I mean, the reason that I think so many of us wear a mask is because we respect if we're going to CVS, CVS has asked us to do that. Or name the store, Target has asked us to do that. And so we do it. Now, I know there's a lot of people who rebel against that, and those people are probably are idiots. I mean, why choose your battle going out, you know,
right, that's pretty
getting
much
thrown out of a Target?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people just from a really sane perspective, there are just a lot of people who think, okay, the government is going to do it. And a lot of this happens to
you're
be minorities who don't just,
on that,
yeah, who don't trust the government to begin
it.
With. Right.
Think about it. Trust your gut. All right. So here's the story. Remember the, this whole business of, I've never pronounced his name right. Ahmaud Arbery. Is that how you pronounce
Ahmaud
it?
Ahmaud Arbery.
Ahmaud. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This guy was shot.
This guy was hunted. This was the story a couple of years ago. This guy was a black guy. He was running. He was out for a jog. Yeah. He was on camera stopping at what looked like a construction site looking for a hose or something like that for water because it was apparently very hot. Didn't find anything, continued on his run, was literally hunted down by three white guys in a pickup truck. The one guy filmed it, which was, I don't know if it was a trophy or what they were doing, but he filmed it and was laying down in the bed of the truck. And so the story is that, and then nothing happened. So these guys, we knew that they killed him, and they somehow were shielded.
Did they?
But yeah, but it took 2 months, and they were living in the community. Everyone knew who they were, and so now it turns out that they had been shielded by the ex-prosecutor, Jackie Johnson, and she's now been indicted by a grand jury on charges of violating her oath as a public officer, obstructing and hindering a law enforcement officer. She's also accused of helping these men. This was such a bizarre.
Friends? Do we know what like the relationship was between them?
I think it was a father-son duo plus a third guy, right? And I think the father had been a retired cop. And I think there was some sort of connection between them. They knew each other, or I'm not sure what exactly it was or why she would throw her entire career away to protect these guys, but that is what she did. And then eventually these guys were, the guy who was filming it was the one who, I guess he tried to get ahead of it when he realized that this story went viral and national, and then he's the one who went into the cops and confessed, you know, what had happened. But I don't know. This was the most bizarre story. We knew that he was unarmed. Ahmaud Arbery was unarmed. He was on a jog and was literally hunted down. And I don't know why this woman would do that, but I'm glad that she's finally being brought to justice because that was just an insane
it's
thing
time.
For her to do. Yeah.
18 after the hour.
Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJ.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Half the hour now on the DJV program, and under the circumstances at 23 past each hour, we hear together the collective DJV showers. I guess that's what we are, ladies, aren't we? Are we showers or followers of fashion?
Jan, you want to take that one?
I think we are under the circumstances. It's Friday. Come on. Get a life, will you? For heaven's sake.
Are we growers, maybe?
I know.
Growers. Doers of the... Maybe. What is that? Hearers of some... From church, hearers of the word, and not doers.
Church is not
doers.
Involved in what Jen and I are thinking.
No. Or at least it shouldn't be.
All right. So we got some big music news here that's trending, and Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date, and maybe we'll sing a few songs, because... This is about a group that's very iconic right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Are you cheering for us? Ah, sorry, God. Apparently not.
I still have faith in you. I see it now.
Okay. This wasn't, if I'd have chosen the music, I don't know where Phil's gone to lunch or something, but I would have chosen something a little more upbeat, like Dancing Queen.
Well, this, right, so, no, this is the, these are the two new songs. That's why you're hearing a new song.
I know, yeah. But nobody knows but the two new songs yet. Go ahead.
So we haven't debuted them. The hook of that song, though, I Still Have Faith in You, it does pick up. And sounds more like what you're used to hearing from ABBA.
Like I'm watching The Sound of Music or something.
Yeah.
Well, this is The Sound of Music. All right, Jay, rescue us from these other people who have things that do not pertain. This is big-time stuff, right?
And this all is exciting. Yeah, ABBA announced their first new music in 40 years. They have a new album coming out. Pre-order is already available. The album drops September 7th. It is called Voyage. They have a concert series where the group is going to appear as Avatars, or otherwise known as ABBA-tars. And it's going to have a live band. And the digital effects are actually being done by a company owned by George Lucas. So this is going to be amazing. The concert series kicks off in May of 2022. Tickets go on sale September 7th, so mark your calendar, Doug. I know you're going to want in on
this. I'll go. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so is the are the actual singers going, or is it just the avatars going in their place?
It's the avatars, yeah.
So you're not going to see them. Okay.
No. I wonder if that would work for me at work. Can you get like, a genitar and I can just stay home and sleep?
Well, they're probably all like, I'm tired. I don't want to do a full concert live. Because they've already been working on these avatars and everything. So it seems like it's going to be pretty good.
Like a hologram? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, these like holograms. And even though they haven't released new...
It was cool when they like did one at like Coachella or something, but a full concert, someone's just gonna watch it.
Well, and it's a concert series, so there's multiple concerts.
All right, crank this up a little bit. We have Ellen up here. Yeah.
The other song, actually, we should play that because that sounds more like ABBA.
All right.
Shut Me Down has a little bit more of the Dancing Queen.
Okay, we'll do that in a matter of moments here. We must pause now. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia Corporation has announced the reopening of its consumer-centric brand experience venue, Kia 360, in southern Seoul. Kia 360 is the company's first public space dedicated to showcasing its brand's offering. It has reopened in line with Kia's new brand strategy of empowering customers with its inspiring movements. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging his Democrat colleagues to hit the pause button on a $3.5 trillion spending bill, citing more urgent priorities like the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and a spike in COVID-19 cases is what America's attention should be focused on. A former district attorney in Georgia was indicted on charges of violating her oath of office and obstructing a police officer in connection with an investigation into the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Former Brunswick Judicial Prosecutor Jackie Johnson is accused of showing favor to defendant Greg McMichael, who had worked for her in the past as an investigator. McMichael and his son chased Arbery as he jogged and shot him on February 23, 2020 in Brunswick. The event was recorded by a friend of McMichael's in a car trailing the suspect's truck. McMichael's, his son, and the man who recorded the shooting have pled not guilty in the murder and are due to begin their trial in that case next month. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As many folks in the nation continue to be in shock regarding the Afghanistan withdrawal and the death of American men and women service members, Democrat leadership is saying climate change is what Americans should focus their attention on.
Past few days of Hurricane Ida and the wildfires in the West and the unprecedented flash floods in New York and New Jersey is yet another reminder that these extreme storms and the climate crisis are here. We need to be much better prepared. We need to act.
Global warming is upon us. When you get two record rainfalls in a week, it's not just coincidence. When you get all the changes that we have seen in weather, that's not a coincidence. Global warming is upon us, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse unless we do something about it.
What we're seeing now are cataclysmic rain events, record-shattering, where we have unprecedented amounts of water coming out of the heavens all at once. Literally from 8:51 last night to 9:51 p.m., more water came down than we've seen in the history of New York all at once.
Gaming streamers took a day off from Twitch on September 1st to bring to attention the hate raids that have been plaguing the platform in past weeks. A hate raid is when a streamer is invaded by hateful people, causing a major distraction while gaming. Twitch has been blamed for the rise in these hate raids because they're not doing enough to stop them. Influential gamers did succeed. According to data compiled by GameSite, Twitch did see a drop in viewership with the protest. I'm Lance Bry, and this is USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Four after the hour on Friday,
September the 3rd, be a full week next week of, it's school time. It's this week that's the vacation week, apparently, where people will take 4 or 5 days, like they'll take off yesterday and today and through Monday. Monday is Labor Day, and then Tuesday things get back to some sense of normalcy, I hope, in lots of different ways, actually. It's the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I actually shouldn't put an and in there grammatically. It should be Jennifer Horn, comma, Victoria Keelan, comma, and Jay Kirshner. All right, just so those of you who are happy to take a pot shot at me because sometimes I...
Really? Someone's going to go after you?
Listen. Yesterday, people go after me and you for the craziest reasons. I just wish people had more to occupy. It would seem that there's so much going on, or you could create in the universe, you could create something going on in your life that would be really good for you. What is there about spending time thinking or worrying about something that probably won't happen or isn't even happening? That's the thing we spend a lot of time. I guess that's the human condition, though. We just get ourselves into a
state.
That's
one of my pastimes is worrying.
Yeah. That I remember. Okay, so we were, for those of you just joining us, we were extolling the value and the virtue of ABBA, the Swedish group that made so many hits, fabulous group, the four, the two ladies, the two men. And one of the reasons that it came up now and that it's been trending, according to Jay, is that they have a new album coming out. And here's one of the songs that has come from it. We played a piece of one of the songs a few minutes ago. I Still Have Faith in You. This is called Shut Me Down. You want to crank it up a little bit, Val? That sounds like ABBA to me.
This right? is like classic ABBA.
Yeah.
Good. Why is it that people laugh at me because I like ABBA? It's a happy sound.
I don't. It is happy. I can
yeah,
just laugh
ABBA's
you
amazing.
In a thing. I just see yeah. you in a pickup truck, like going down like a long country road, cranking it with the dust flying in the back and the ABBA coming out of the window. I just have a visualization of you. That's all.
I don't laugh at you for liking ABBA. I do laugh at you for being weepy about Barry Manilow.
Yeah,
because that I just don't understand.
Definitely weird.
Yeah. I can't live without you. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, let's keep moving here. 36 past the hour. There's a McDonald's out in Oregon that has put out an appeal to youngsters, mostly teenagers in high school, 16, 17 years old, because there is such a labor shortage. They're looking for, they can't find people who have done this before, so they'll take whoever they can get. And this they figure will bring, no, young people go into McDonald's anyway, so this isn't likely to bring people into the store. It's just likely that they, if they hire 14, 15 year old high school youngsters, they'll have somebody at least to, I don't go to McDonald's for whatever the reason. I just don't like them. But I have gone into a Wendy's. And you go into places where the youngsters who are in there kind of are distracted. They're not, and the problem with a lot of them is they don't speak English very well. But things are so tough. This lady who runs this McDonald's said, that the employees, these youngsters, are a blessing in disguise. They have the drive, the work ethic, they get the technology, they catch on quickly. So that sounds kind of good. I'm hopeful that we can find lots of people because the people that are 10 years, 12 years older, they're the group that is
they're
kind
less
of
reliable
from one job to another. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is interesting. This story in Oregon, and the reason that this caught such national attention now is because outside of the McDonald's, they hung a banner that says, now hiring 14 and 15-year-olds. And so some people think it's great. And this set, like, Twitter and social media afire because people, and naturally because everyone has to weigh in and like on everything. And so some people said that this is child abuse to have 14 and 15-year-olds working. And then other people are like, no, I had a summer job when I was 14 or 15.
Thank you.
And it was
time
good
kids
for me.
Get jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very polarizing.
Very good for you. Why is it polarizing?
It shouldn't
the helicopter
be, but it
parents
is.
Parents need to wake up and figure out how to teach your youngsters how responsibility works and how money works. And instead of giving them everything,
what kid
make
doesn't
them
like
work
making
for
money?
Them.
I don't know.
I know. And buying.
Well, but they're
own
easily
is...
they given money. By their parents.
It's this thing with freedom. Maybe I make too much of it, but I feel like we, seriously, and the mass debate and all that junk is just kind of a piece of this. But there was a survey out that I saw that said only 2 of 5 kids at 18 have their driver's license or even want their driver's license. And I can remember as a kid, I was dying. I mean, I went
counted down the days.
Yes. And so is it that we're not like prioritizing that freedom anymore? Like, it doesn't matter. It's good enough here at home. I don't have to do anything. Is that kind of the attitude? I mean, I started working at 12 in child slave labor for my dad. No, but like, I mean, I started working summers when I was 12 because I wanted to earn money and I wanted to save up and I wanted to get a car and I wanted to drive. And I don't know, is it missing from young people now?
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lack of wanting responsibility.
How many of you who are parents right now think that you have to buy your child a car? when he or she is of age and gets a driver's license. I'll bet there are plenty of people that are raising their hands and saying, yeah, that's me. I don't want to
that
drive the kids
angry.
Around anymore.
I had to pay for my car.
Right.
Yeah, me
and
too.
It's way too young.
I mean, my parents bought it and I made payments to them, but still,
but
it was
how
my
old
money.
Were you? Well, how old were you when you got the car?
18, probably. 17, 18, something. 18. Yeah, 18.
Most
I was
kids
out of high
that
school.
Age, A, they don't have the appreciation of what it costs to buy a car. They don't have an appreciation of what the power is to buy the wheel. And they know how to drive. So this is a double thing here. Double
when you
sword.
Pay for it, though, you know.
Appreciate
I mean,
it.
If Victoria's making payments to her parents, she's going to take good care of her car.
Yeah.
I mean, I was told that I could drive to and from school when I turned 16. And, well, a little bit after that. But my dad had this old Lincoln that he's probably still got. And he said, okay, here's the car that you're going to get to drive. This will be the car that you get. And I was like, Dad, it's embarrassing. It's a Lincoln. I don't want to go to high school with a Lincoln. And so I saved and I worked and then I got myself a car and I went and leased it myself. I found the deal that I wanted. He watched me go through the whole process. But
what was it?
I feel like Nissan Maxima.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like parents just like my I have older cousins who have kids who are in high school and everyone they just buy the kids a car when they get a driver's license.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody does that now. I guess no one does
that's
what Jen and I
saying.
Had to do.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. All these kids that don't have an appreciation for anything because everything's given to them, and that's why.
And also, I'm going to add one little
job.
One little extra thing. When you have to pay for your own car, you're also a better driver because you're also paying the insurance.
Right.
And if you crash the car, then you're screwed. So
exactly.
Yeah,
it's time. We go back to that responsibility. See the story about Michelle Thiessen, released from jail yesterday after 27 years away in prison. Her crime was nonviolent. This is a lady who lives somewhere in California, but I'm not sure where, Jennifer. The Californians were tough on crime in the 1990s. She was in jail almost three decades for stealing a VCR. Now, you tell me that's equal justice. Yes, look it
now
up.
Now they reward you.
I believe
like,
you.
Oh. You're stealing a VCR?
Yeah,
here.
And
here's
also this week, there's a man in Louisiana who was released after spending almost 21 years in prison for stealing two shirts from Saks Fifth Avenue in New Orleans. Back in September.
This is why so many people do not like Kamala Harris, because when Kamala Harris was attorney general in our state, she prosecuted so many of low-level
Why didn't that come up more, Jennifer? That was kind of, was that buried by the news media? Or
I don't know. I know we talked about it here. I think some people see it maybe as, like, tough on crime, but, you know, the thing but some people do see that
as,
you know, the prosecution's record, and that's what I was going to say is a lot of people don't realize that these prosecutors, they pick and choose the cases based on what they can win. And it's very easy to put a woman in jail who stole a VCR or the guy who stole two shirts from Saks. They got busted. They got caught red-handed. That's an open and shut case. And a lot of these prosecutors, that's what they will do. They'll just pick and choose all the low-hanging fruit because their percentage of prosecution looks really good.
Here's somebody that was prosecuted by her, a 74-year-old woman released from prison this past month, it turns out, served 32 years for a murder committed by her boyfriend. She was abused by him, and he got away with it. Apparently, they found him at one point in time. But she was away for 32 years.
As like an accessory to the murder or something?
Yeah, right. You tell me that this system works, because it doesn't. The system is.
I will not tell you that it works. It's awful.
Yeah,
but you know,
really
but then the problem is, it goes in the opposite direction, right? So when the boomerang goes
direction,
then you get what we get in Los Angeles, where you can walk into a store, steal $900 or under $1,000 worth of merchandise, walk right out, and no one is going to do anything about it. I mean, you can't live like that either.
Yeah.
It's you know, and then crime goes up. So there's, I think everybody agrees we have to fix the system, but a lot of the ways that people are fixing it is by pushing it to the other extreme, and it doesn't work.
We're like a society of overcorrectors now. All we do, it's like to stick with the driving analogy, no one drives in the lane anymore. Everybody's all over the road. It's, you know, you make a mistake on
the
when you go left, then you go way too far to the right, then you go way too far back to the left. It's just,
At the risk of being criticized, I believe that's the situation with Black Lives Matter at the moment. There were injustices and outrageous wrongdoing, as we were talking in the last half hour about the black guy that got killed for going into a house. The police.
Ahmaud Arbery, yeah. But that's where Black Lives Matter came from.
Yes, I understand.
And George Floyd
and
all of those cases.
But now the business has gone trying to equalize things, and this always happens. There's always the pendulum seems to swing one way, and then it swings the other way. We don't find the middle, which is where most of us are, frankly, on all of this. Here's the latest on Hispanic women uptick in alcohol consumption. Why was there a study done on Hispanic women and how much they drink? I guess that would be my first question.
There are studies on all different demographics.
It's interesting, actually, to look at this. What did you start to say, Jennifer?
I didn't get to tell you about my McDonald's story, though. We moved on.
Oh.
The McFlurries, right?
Yeah.
Right, I do want to know about that. I want to hear about the Hispanic lady drinking, before we move
enough,
on from first jobs. So the Wall Street Journal this week reported that the federal government, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is looking into the issue of broken ice cream machines at McDonald's. So I guess there've been a lot of jokes about how the ice cream machine at McDonald's is always broken, and this has been taking off on social media. So the FTC is getting involved. The Wall Street Journal reported that they were looking for information relating to the constantly broken ice cream machines from location to location. They account for 60% of dessert sales at McDonald's. And they say owners of McDonald's outlets have complained that the devices are overly complicated, that their breakdowns are hard to fix, and that they require an automated heat cleaning cycle that lasts up to 4 hours to get rid of bacteria. And then if the cleaning cycle fails, they have to do it all over again. They have to get a repair technician to come out and get them going again. So this is something that was started by the Biden administration that aims to look at whether people are able to fix products they purchase or if
the right to repair.
The right to repair.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't even think of that.
It's a huge issue.
The right to repair.
Huge issue.
Wow.
All right, before we leave for this half hour, going back a little bit to crime and punishment, I thought it was interesting that former Congressman Joe Kennedy has issued a statement protesting against the release of Sirhan Sirhan, who murdered Robert F. Kennedy. Remember, there were two cousins who said, let's let him out.
Two of the family members came out wanting him out.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Douglas Kennedy. Two of the sons.
Yeah, two of his sons. And then Joe Kennedy the third. I guess Joe Kennedy the second is the son, right, RFK. And then Ethel Kennedy is the widow. And so they apparently, with the rest of the family, came out very strongly and said, this guy is a killer. There is no reason for him to be let free.
There isn't.
There is no reason.
Our wonderful DA in L.A. didn't even show up. So this is what he does now.
There's no way this guy should be let out of jail under any circumstances for any reason, compassion, love, or otherwise. This guy is, keep him there and let him rot. That doesn't sound too compassionate, but he doesn't deserve compassion. And so do a lot of other people who get caught red-handed pulling the stunt that he did. 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Past the hour now on the quest that we have every week at the end of the week to figure out what the top 5 or 10 stories are. Victoria Keelan stepping up to the ready with the top 5 items from the world of consumer electronics. Sometimes it seems that way anyway. The best tech stories, number 5 this week, Victoria, is HBO Max and YouTube all together. Isn't that exciting? Woohoo!
Well, it's exciting if you have Spectrum TV for your cable, then yeah. So you're getting two of the biggest players in streaming, HBO Max and YouTube, have officially arrived on Spectrum TV. It's the first time that the apps have been supported on Spectrum, and users will be able to access content from both apps right through your cable box. And so this is probably the way that you're going to see a lot of other cable companies going, because that way you're staying with the cable service. You're not actually leaving them and, you know, living off of, you know, other streaming services. So they have everything together. Now, the thing is, though, you still do need to pay for the HBO Max subscription. And that's $10 a month if you want to sit through ads, $15 a month if you want to go ad-free. It also unlocks same-day theatrical releases. I know it's a controversial thing, but some people like having the movies without, and you don't have to pay any extra charge.
Boo. So
the movies hit your cable box now the same day that they're in the theaters.
Boo. Okay, number 4 is a focus on Best Buy and what wonderful help they have there.
Yeah, I know. You don't really like Best Buy and the Geek Squad, but a lot of people find them to actually be pretty good. So Best Buy is, they're actually moving into a new area. They're moving into e-bikes and scooters and mopeds. So during the pandemic, there was a huge rush on e-bikes and just regular bikes in general. And so Best Buy is now going to take advantage of that. And starting in October, 10 Best Buy stores in 9 different locations across various states are going to start carrying the e-bikes and the scooters in stock in the store. In the meantime, you can order them already online if that's a thing that you want to do. And so the year-over-year sales of bikes for the 12 months ending in April of this year, bike sales were up 57%. They reached $6.5 billion from retailers. So I guess Best Buy figures, you know, they can offer the service for these through Geek Squad. You can actually get at-home assembly and fine-tuning for the e-bikes, and that service will start at $100.
Yeah, they don't know what service means as far as I'm concerned, but that was my experience. Okay, number three, Chicago is suing. Who are they suing?
Yeah, the city of Chicago has sued the food delivery services DoorDash and Grubhub for allegedly using deceptive and unfair tactics that hurt restaurants, which were already hurting during the height of the pandemic last year. The two lawsuits accuse both services of misconduct, including falsely advertising delivery services for restaurants that weren't even participating on these platforms. And so then they charged misleading fees to customers. They hid costs that they added to meals. It's been a mess, and this actually is the second time that a government has filed a lawsuit against Grubhub. In July, in Massachusetts, where you are, the attorney general there sued Grubhub for exceeding a local 15% cap on fees to restaurants, mm-hmm. and so that's also a similar charge that the city of Chicago is making.
And the
restaurants were already struggling, and then they're literally being choked by these delivery services, mm-hmm. and the best thing to do, really, if you want to support your local restaurants, call the restaurant yourself and just place an order over the phone. I know I hate calling places, but it's better than, you know, than dealing
yourself
with the rest of this.
Number two, Microsoft releasing Windows 11. Oh, boy.
Yep, they finally announced that it will be released on October 5th. This is the new operating system that will be available as a free upgrade for eligible Windows 10 PCs, or it will be pre-installed on new hardware. So if you buy a new computer, you will have Windows 11 pre-loaded. And so there's a lot of early buzz on Windows 11. Tech writers seem to love it, and so I think it's going to be really popular, and we'll see. I mean, you'll have to eventually get it probably, Doug. On yours. I think you're at 10, though, right?
Yes,
you're
I am.
Windows 10.
Yep.
So you'll be fine with the upgrade.
Number one on the list, the Tech Talk list this week of the top stories, has to do with Apple.
Well, this was the most controversial story of the week for sure. Apple announced the first U.S. states that will be supporting the iOS 15's new ability to store your driver's license and state ID in the wallet app on your iPhone. Arizona and Georgia will lead the way, with Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah will be following. There isn't an exact timetable yet, but what you'll be able to do is, just like you can load your credit card onto your iPhone into the wallet, you'll be able to do the same thing with your state driver's license or ID, and you can even use it when you fly at the TSA. So it'll be helpful when everyone's using the real ID.
That's, in fact, most everybody's got that, I think, by now, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't,
no,
you better.
They had to bump the date
better
to
get
2022.
It. There they are. Top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.